who do you want to serve?
What are you offering? You know, I'll go either way. But I went, like last night I had the Yankees in five runs, which I thought, shit, nobody can beat a bet like that. And
well, wouldn't you want the better city to be be the winners in the World Series, like Los Angeles?
Having a favorite in a baseball team is like having a favorite oil company. It's so, or, you know, like a favorite big-time college football team. It's there's not much choice between, say, Alabama, USC, and, you know, these people don't stand for much of anything except good football. You know, it's entertainment. What was the question? We've lost control of ourselves here.
It is a guy who you want.
Well, there's nothing to say. Why should I pop the microphone?
Yes, we have a pressing question in the balcony again. Are the rumors really true that they have Rin Tin Tin's brain and suspended animation in Fresno, California?
You're that same freak who was talking before, aren't you? Somebody should get him away from that microphone. Maybe not. I don't care.
Is it really true that they have Rin Tin Tin's brain in suspended animation in Fresno?
I think so. Yeah, why shouldn't they? What the hell? As I say, is it true that they have steel-belted radials? You know, of course. Makes perfect sense. You've been here before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Last back to the well, all right.
Last time I heard you speak, you were talking very vehemently opposed to what Rolling Stone was doing now. Now you're talking about writing for him again. What changed your mind?
What makes you think there's a contradiction in that? You know, I used to get $500 for writing something for Rolling Stone. Now I get $5,000. That tells you something, doesn't it? Now, I don't want to write any more journalism for anybody, but you know, how many grapes do you have to have pushed into your mouth before you finally swallow one? It makes my life easier right now to do a little bit.
According to the MK Ultra documents that are being declassified...
Speaking in English? What?
According to the MK Ultra documents that are recently being declassified... According to the MK Ultra documents that are recently being declassified by the government, they were doing a lot of experimenting with acid in the late 60s. Well, before that too, but do you know of any government connection to the acid that flooded the campuses in the late 60s or early 70s, or perhaps government connection to some of the acid that you might have done?
Well, I have some pretty good acid right now. I was given, not with me, of course, but it's in a locker at the Denver bus station. But I think, once again, you're attributing too much strength and mystery to the enemy. Although it is kind of intimidating to think that, for instance, it must have been 1961 when I first confronted acid. Maybe 60, I guess, in Big Sur and Esalen, or what was later to become Esalen. At that point, that was a really rare thing to run across. And it's a little scary to realize that in 53, 7 years earlier than that, the CIA was working out on, putting in people's drinks in St. Louis. And they were playing with Sandoz acid, too, which is not, it's not your cocaine variety acid. It's,
Weren't you good friends with Ken Kesey back in the early 60s?
Yeah, have you heard rumors that we're no longer friends?
Well, Ken Kesey, the famous author.
Yeah, no, I think Kesey's probably the most honorable thing a writer can do in this country, which is, hide out and retire and, just refused to say any more than he wants to say. Unfortunately, his family has a dairy farm and mine doesn't. So, I have to work for my money. There are no trust funds. There's nothing. If I had 1,500 dairy cattle, believe me, you'd never hear my name again, except maybe in Doonesbury. But Kesey's—that's what he's done. He told me in '66 or '67. He was never going to write again because he thought it was a bad way to communicate. At the time, we were all nuts, and it just sounded like one more, piece of talk. But he, I think he, sort of carried out his threat. It's still, I think there are very few American writers who've written two books as good as The Cuckoo and The Great Notion. Those are two very good books. If you get two out of two like that, you deserve to have Gary Kaufman retire.